Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's show, get your fitness motivation here with Alan Meisner. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page. Because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on the show today, we have Alan Meisner. Alan is the head of internal audit for a Fortune 500 company. He's the founder and head trainer at Older Fitness and host of 40 Plus Fitness Podcast. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you know, we start off with a quote. Do you have something you'd like to share with us today?
I do. This is a Japanese proverb that I've kind of had as a mantra for a very, very long time. And it goes like this. Thought without action is a daydream. Action without thought is a nightmare.
Ooh, tell us how you connect to that.
Well, I think a lot of people are afraid to get started. And they spend a lot of time daydreaming about what they want their future to be, but they never act on it. And without the action, they're just daydreaming. But a lot of other people will often just start, and they'll never really think about it. So it's ready. It's more ready, shoot, aim, without the aim. And so it's ready, shoot. And when they don't hit a target, they get dejected and they quit. So I think you need to make sure, one, you are going to start climbing a ladder, and then two, check yourself and know that you're on the right ladder.
Now, explain to everybody what your passion is.
Well, I kind of grew up with three passions. I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a football coach. And I also wanted to own and operate and train people at a personal fitness gym. And so far, I'm now scratched off two of those three. I don't think I'll make the astronaut. And there's reasons for that as well.
So you are a trainer, though?
Yes, I am a personal trainer.
And the thing is that and this is what I really want my audience to grasp here. You have 25 years in at a corporate job that you're successful at. And here you are now just 6 months into launching this encore career for yourself and creating a whole different life for yourself and a whole future for yourself.
Absolutely.
How did that start for you? Where did this begin?
Okay, well, it began on the beach in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I was on vacation. I have a timeshare there. So the job I have affords me to live a pretty good lifestyle. I get to go where I want to go. I've seen the world. I've traveled all over, you know, all the things that, you know, you would say are wonderful about, you know, having a good income and being able to do things. I had all that, but I'm standing on the beach and I'm not feeling particularly good about myself, and I'm not healthy, and I'm not happy. And I'm in a bad relationship, and the relationships I have with my family are really kind of strained and not going well. And I just sat there meditating on that beach. And I think it was one of the first times I ever just kind of sat down and really meditated like that for an extended period of time. And I came off that beach with a couple of realizations. One was the job I was doing, I was very good at, but I let it damage the rest of me. And I needed to stop that harm. I needed to stop that from happening. And two, my health and my family needed to be priorities for me. And so that kind of got me on a different life path. And with that life path, I finally decided, hey, I'm learning how to train myself. I'm learning how to get fit. And as I learned those things, I wanted to know more. And that led me to go ahead and get certified as a personal trainer. And I want to start this as a second career. So I'm like, okay, now I finally kind of connected those circles. And they say, you know, if you'll find something you're good at, something that people need, and something you're passionate about, the intersection of those three circles is where you need to be. And I finally found that career right there in the center of those three circles.
And the thing is that you were connecting back to who you'd always been.
Yes.
You know, you were connecting back to your childhood love for fitness.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I mean, I do have to say that I'm such a fan of life being a process. And had you not had this 25-year career, you know, maybe you wouldn't be in the right frame of mind. Maybe you wouldn't have the skills that you would need to move forward with this business.
I think you're right. You know, it's, I mean, you know this as well as anybody. Podcasts seem like they're free, but they're not. Actually, can be quite expensive to put on a podcast and run it consistently. And so, yeah, if I didn't have the job I have, I wouldn't have been able to launch the way I launched. I wouldn't have been as successful in my personal training career as I've been. So I am using one as a lever to lift the other.
Did you have any hesitations or challenges along the way?
Always. everybody just logs in. Everything just works as peaches and cream. No.
Give us an example and tell us how you got past it.
Well, you know, I still have the corporate gig because I like the money.
and, right. That's hard to turn down.
Oh, and I've learned how to manage my health and my family and my job much more effectively than I was in the past. When I would let stressful situations damage both my health and family relationships. And it took me a while to realize that, you know, when I, as an auditor, find something broken or bad or fraudulent, I'm not the bad guy. Now, I may be treated as the bad guy by the people who are, you know, I'm working against, not really against, but you understand that I will often be construed as the bad guy. And it really took me, and that was part of that realization on the beach, is I was not responsible for why things were the way they were. And to give you a little bit of context for that, the company I was working for had recently been delisted from NASDAQ because there was an accounting fraud that I had investigated and was continuing to investigate. So the CEO had been fired, the CFO resigned. We're talking really, really dark days for a public company where it's dying. And, you know, it took me sitting there on the beach telling myself, okay, why am I in the situation I'm in? I've learned a lot this year. I should be able to solve this problem. And then it was just that realization that, you know, I am doing a good job for a good reason. And I should be proud of what I've accomplished, and I should be proud of what I'm doing. I didn't cause this. And
that's
it was
right.
Kind of, I didn't cause this. And, you know, that realization, and it's kind of sending chills up my spine right now, thinking about it, is just like kind of like the light came on. It said, okay, I need to focus on me and fix me, fix my health, fix my relationships with my family. I need to fix me now. And that's when I turned it around.
Two things stand out to me about that story. Number one is meditation, because I started meditating for the first time this year. My husband probably wished that I didn't, because that's where my 50-state tour idea came from. It really came from the Deepak Chopra and Oprah 21-day challenge for meditation. And so meditating is amazing, and it stills your mind, and it allows things to surface for you. And that's what it sounds like it did for you.
Yes, it did.
And the other thing that I'm wondering is, since you integrated this passion into your life, do you think that that has anything to do with kind of your happiness and how you're better balancing work and family and everything, that you have this outlet that's making you feel good? Because it sounds like your job can make you, you know, feel bad.
Yes. I mean, you know, for 25 plus years, I've had a job where when I'm good at my job, it means that someone else is causing some problems and they're not happy. I now have this second job where I get an email from a friend who says he started listening to my podcast. And when I started going into a particular topic, he's like, well, I've been dealing with that for a while now, and I didn't even know what it was. And so he says, I'm going to go talk to my doctor and get this fixed.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, okay, I'm actually helping people. And he reached out because he knew me, but I'm getting emails from other people on kind of the same thing. They're like, you know, you're helping me. I really appreciate that. And just that kind of that gratefulness coming back at me for what I'm giving, it's just a driving force that I'm like, I'm going to work even harder tomorrow because I know I'm helping people.
Yeah, because it feels so good.
It does.
That's your life purpose. Life purpose is a feeling, not a role. That's your purpose, to help people and to feel what you just said. What do you think you've learned about yourself?
I'm stronger than I thought I was. I'm nicer than I thought I was.
Well, yeah, when you're in the corporate setting, it's really hard to be nice, especially in your job, auditing.
Yes.
Okay, so if somebody is out there right now and they want to make fitness a part of their life, maybe they're listening to you and they're like, wow, this guy sounds like he got all that stress that's been on him off, and he's just really digging what he's doing. Do you have a book that you could recommend?
I do. It's not a fitness book, but it applies because I think a lot of people, the first excuse they have when you say, well, you should work out is, I don't have enough time. And so as a trainer, it's very hard for me to explain to them, you always have time. You just don't have priority. And so the book is Essentialism by Brett McKeown. You know, this basically, the book, the subtitle on the book kind of says it all, Discipline Pursuit of Less. So there's lessons in there about saying no to the things that are not priorities to you and yes to those that are. And so if you make fitness a priority in your life, and then you basically follow some of the principles that are outlined in Essentialism, you'll come to understand that putting those things that are important to you first are how you get those things done. If you have more than one priority, you typically don't have any priorities. And so when I was sitting on that beach saying I was unhappy with my health, I was unhappy with my relationships, I was happy with the job because my career was going well, but I was so one-sided in the way I was approaching things, and I had to make and change priorities. And to do that, I had to start saying no to other things.
I just love so much that you took this passion and incorporated it into your life, and then it changed your life and created this encore career for you that you're looking forward to eventually moving in full-time. I just love that. I think it's great.
Thank you.
So to get other people more fit, for them to get fitness into their lives, this is the Express to Success 60-second responses. I believe they need to envision it, explore it, and then execute a plan. So, fitness, how should they envision this in their lives?
Well, I think the main point is this. You can be anybody you want to be, but the only person that you should really be comparing yourself to is who you were yesterday. So having a vision of you being fitter, and that can be a certain waist size that you want to wear, a certain dress size, that can be you being able to complete a 5K, some challenge, something that you know you want to be able to, maybe it's to be able to play tennis again, or maybe it's to be able to hike a certain location out in Yellowstone or something like that. Have that vision of what you want to accomplish, and then take the first step today. And then each day, just be a better you. That's all you can ask. Don't compare yourself to others and say, well, they're doing it faster, or they look fitter, or they're this, or they're that. That's them. Compare yourself to yourself and just have that front vision and go.
So to explore this then for themselves.
To explore, I think the key to that is knowledge. So one is, you're a unique snowflake. Your history, your biomechanics, everything inside your body makes you very, very unique. I broke my ring finger when I was playing football, when I was 41. And so I can't bend that finger now. That's a unique characteristic for me, okay? And so exploring myself internally to know what I'm capable of doing, and then pushing that barrier, and then reading and listening to people, reaching out to people, surrounding yourself with good, solid people that are like what you want to be like, and maybe getting people out of your life who are not like what you want to be like. That's how you explore, and that's how you grow.
We were talking about that at the gym today, just about how it's a lot easier to stay on the healthy bus if you have people around you who share the same philosophy and aren't being, you know, negative influences for you.
That's true. Very, very true.
So to execute a plan then, what's their first step?
Typically, it starts with the decision and the commitment. When you commit to do something, and I use the word commitment a lot because, you know, people will have resolutions or they'll have willpower, and those are finite resources, and they typically fail because they're kind of weak words. But if you think about a commitment, like when you got married and the emotion and the dedication and where you were mentally and emotionally and physically at that point when you made that kind of commitment, well, you have to make that same commitment to yourself and to your passion. And if you'll make the commitment and take that first step, there's absolutely nothing that can stop you from accomplishing anything you set your mind to.
Alan, what do you have to say to people? Because I know you're working with people who are 40 plus. So what do you have to say to those people who have tried time and time again, and maybe even just recently, January 1st for the new year, and have let their desires for fitness go already this year? What do you have to say for those people who have tried and failed over and over?
Well, the human body is one of the most amazing things that's ever existed on this planet. It is capable of adapting to anything that you put it under that doesn't kill it. So if you will start with a progressive, persistent, and patient program that you make fun, so I use another P called play, you can change your life, you can change your body. Think about what you're putting in your food as the building materials. It's not fuel, it's building materials. So if you think about everything you put in your body as a material that's going to be a part of your brain and your eyes and your bones and your muscles, if everything you put in your mouth is a part of you going forward, it should change the way you look at food. It should change what you put in your body. Start loving yourself and start that progression forward.
That's pretty powerful.
Thank you.
So for closing advice, then, your final thoughts.
To get where you want to go, you've got to start. To get where you want to go, you've got to be persistent and keep moving. And then to get where you want to go, you got to realize sometimes you're going to have setbacks and sometimes you're not going to be moving as fast as you'd like. So you have to have patience.
And I agree. Everybody, you got to push forward, keep moving forward, because you know what? Little by little, I try to just ignore my fitness results. When I say that, I mean, let's say I'm on this 10-week challenge right now. Today was halfway. I have not stepped on a scale. I haven't measured myself. I haven't done any of that. I just get up every day and give it everything I have and stay as close to the nutrition program as I can. That's it. That's what I'm doing.
Well, Lynette, I have no doubt whatsoever that you're going to blow your challenge away.
I hope so, but I feel good. I feel strong. I'm getting better. I can see it. I can feel it in my clothes. So that's all I can hope for. And if I'm giving it everything I have, that's all I have to give anyway. So why stress over it?
Right. And you'll be a better you tomorrow for it.
I agree. I'm better today than I was yesterday, Alan.
Awesome.
Okay. Can you share your contact with everybody? Do you train globally, like over Skype?
I do. Yes. I do some clients in person. But most of them are busy running around. You know, the 40-plus set tends to not be available in the afternoons or mornings that much. They're working hard. So I am available online. I have a website. The URL is a little bit odd because it's not one of the normal TLDs. It's older.fitness.
Okay.
And then you can also find me on Twitter, at olderfitness. And on Facebook, at olderfitness. And
hey, who you calling old?
Well, that's a branding problem. It's the company name, and it really is. I mean, we have to train a little bit smarter. We have to be a little bit more diligent. We don't have the metabolisms and the recovery and everything that a younger person would have. So acknowledging that you're a little older, but guess what? I look as good now as I did when I was 29. So older is just a word.
Oh, they'll see your picture and they'll say you're looking good.
And then what I'm going to do is I will have a special landing page for your guests. If they want to go to older.fitness/motivation, I'll have a landing page for them, and I'll have a few freebies for them there. A couple guides on the glands, on what to look for in a personal trainer, and also some tips on what they should use as measurements for health and fitness, because the scale is not the best one.
Excellent. I love it. Thank you so much, Alan, for coming on the show and sharing all this great information and your journey. And I know that I have listeners who are saying, you know what? Hey, I'm a couple of years out from retirement. What am I going to be doing when I'm done? I need a cool encore career. I want to reconnect with what I've always loved.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad that I have.
That's great. I love it. Thank you so much. Listeners, this is the go do. It's the end of the show. Alan, what do you want them to go do right now today to get started?
Well, I want them to go learn something about health and fitness today that they can apply in their lives. Just one actionable item that they know they can make a sustainable change as a part of their lives. And that might be stress reduction for some. That might be changing what you eat and learning what better food you can eat. Or it can be deciding that you're going to go ahead and sign up or actually show up at that gym that you joined back in January. Just one little thing for your health and fitness each day that you can make sustainable going forward.
And you know what, everybody? I'm telling you, once you get yourself out there, and it might be painful at first. I mean, I couldn't get in or out of the car for the first weekend, but slowly I started feeling great and strong. And by week 7, I know that sounds like a long time, but that's how far out I was. By week 7, I just felt great. And now I was beasting a couch up the stairs the other day. So trust me, seriously. You can do this too, and you can feel this good too. And that's the end of the show. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.